tell us a little bit about your journey from the beginning days as a caddy to beginning to recognize patterns and some of the places that you missed along the way and why misses were so valuable. I know, you know, you shared with me, I think it was in the early 80s, where after building your company, you were so successful and it looked like you lost almost everything. You had to start over. So I think it'd be really important for you to understand, before we talk about just the world and the country, the understanding of these patterns and how they can give you the ability to create a greater quality of life for yourself, for your family, for your company, et cetera.
When I was a kid, as you point out, I caddied, I delivered newspapers. I did a bunch of jobs when I was a kid. At age 12, I bought my first stock. I was caddying. The stock market was hot at the time. People I caddied for were talking about it. The first stock I bought was a stock by the name of Northeast Airlines. The only criteria I had was that it was selling for less than $5 a share. I figured I could buy more shares, and if it went up, I'd go more money. That was dumb. But the company was about to go bankrupt. Another company acquired it. It tripled in value, and I was hooked on the markets. So I was hooked on the markets at the beginning of 12, and that's my game.